Hello, you're listening to a Book Viral audio review. And this is our review for Like Shadows in the Corner by Helen Austen. Helen Austen's Like Shadows in the Corner is a poignant, deeply personal exploration of the lives of the wives of Australian Vietnam veterans. Women whose sacrifices and struggles have long been overshadowed by the broader narratives of the Vietnam War. This book amplifies the voices of those women, highlighting their resilience, their fears, and the silent heroism they demonstrated as they navigated the emotional and social turmoil of war from the home front. Structured as a collection of heartfelt stories and reflections, the book is a rich tapestry of experiences shared by women whose lives were irrevocably changed by their husbands' involvement in the Vietnam War. Austen expertly intertwines personal anecdotes with historical context, reminding readers that these women, often invisible to the public eye, were integral to the war effort, even if their contributions went largely unrecognised. The narrative is divided into three key sections: the prelude to the Vietnam War, the war itself, and the personal stories of the wives. The first section lays a foundation with historical overviews of the world wars and the evolving role of women during these times. It illustrates how, unlike in previous conflicts, women during the Vietnam War were left isolated with no structured involvement in the war effort. This sense of isolation is a recurring theme throughout the book, as many of the wives recount being left to manage households, raise children, and bear the emotional weight of uncertainty, all while receiving little to no support from the government or community. The second part of the book delves into the Vietnam War itself, with a focus on how it was different from previous wars in terms of societal reaction and the treatment of veterans upon their return. Austen unflinchingly describes the hostility these women faced from anti-war protesters, who often unfairly targeted them and their families, blaming them for a war they had no control over. The anger and frustration in these passages are palpable, as is the sorrow over the lack of recognition or support they received from the institutions that should have cared for them. The heart of the book, however, lies in the third section, the personal stories of the wives. These narratives are raw, emotional, and at times heartbreaking. Women like Sue Wilson, who juggled raising children alone and managing the day-to-day struggles of life, or Elizabeth Nearmy, who lived in fear of losing her husband while contending with the social stigma attached to the war, offer first-hand insights into the emotional toil of war on families. Their stories are often filled with small acts of survival and strength, such as tape recordings sent back and forth between home and battlefield, or meals made from the simplest ingredients while scraping by on meagre funds. A particularly moving aspect of the book is the poetry interspersed throughout. These poems lend a lyrical depth to the emotional experiences of these women. For example, A Veteran's Wife and other poems poignantly capture the internal struggles and the quiet strength of these women. The poems offer a reflective pause between the narratives, allowing readers to absorb the emotional weight of these stories, whether expressing the loneliness of separation or the deep love for their husbands. The poetry adds powerful artistic dimension to the personal testimonies. One poem that stands out is Your Last Breath by Millie Scott, which echoes the anguish of loss and the unspoken words left behind in the wake of war. Through evocative language, the poetry brings a voice to the emotional silence these women endured, bridging the gap between personal suffering and collective understanding. These poems elevate the narrative, transforming the book into more than just an historical account. It becomes a heartfelt tribute to love, sacrifice, and endurance. One of the book's greatest strengths is its ability to give voice to the collective experience of these women, while respecting the individuality of their stories. Each narrative is a reminder of the personal cost of war, and not just for soldiers, but for those who are left behind. Austin writes with compassion and a clear understanding of the emotional landscape she is charting, offering readers a chance to connect with the women whose experiences had too often been marginalized or forgotten. In conclusion, Like Shadows in the Corner is a necessary and overdue tribute to the wives of Australian Vietnam veterans. It is a book that not only sheds light on the forgotten chapter of history, but also honours the emotional labour and sacrifices of these women. Helen Austin's work ensures that these women will no longer remain shadows in the corner, and their stories will resonate with readers long after the final page is turned. This is a must-read for anyone interested in the often untold stories of war and its impact on families, particularly those of veterans, and for readers who value accounts of quiet courage and resilience. The inclusion of poetry only highlights the emotional impact of the book, adding a lyrical tribute to the enduring strength of these women. Like Shadows in the Corner is an unreservedly recommended 5-star read.